Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back, adventurer. The fire still burns. The card is patiently waiting, as always. Take your seat. I'll be by in a moment. Now, the last time we met, the magician in all of his brilliance, a master of focus and will, pulling power from the heavens to shape the earth. But tonight, the candles sputter, the hands shake, the magic slips. Tonight we meet the magician reversed. Not long ago, I found myself in a town where nothing worked as it should. All of the lanterns wouldn't light. All of the bread wouldn't rise. Even the clocks ticked backward. They called in a magician to set things right. A tall man in crimson robes, with rings on every finger and a staff taller than himself. He arrived with a grand flourish, tossed powders into the air, and spoke words that sounded impressive. But the bread still fell flat. The clocks, they spun backwards even faster. He furrowed his brow and tried again and again and again and again, and each attempt grew louder, flashier, and more desperate. After some time, he gave up. He walked over to a well and sat on the ground beside it. I walked over to him, and I looked at him, and I just asked, "Magician, what is going wrong?" He looked at me with his eyes glazed over with tears. He said, "I know what to say. I know what to do, but it's like the magic has gone deaf." I watched him carefully as he curled up into himself. I thought for a moment, and I said, "Are you trying to fix the town? Or are you trying to prove something to yourself?" His mouth opened, and then he closed it. If the magic isn't answering, I said, maybe it's because you're not asking the right question. He looked at his hands. All of the rings, the staff, all of the tools that he brought. He stared at them for quite some time. And he was quiet. Later that night, I saw him again in the square. No rings on his fingers, no staff in his hand, no elaborate cloak around his neck. And that night, the bread rose. The clocks slowed and started to tick forward. It definitely was not because of some grand incantation, but because he stopped shouting at the world and started listening to it. You see, the magician in reverse isn't powerless. He's just disconnected, distracted, caught in illusion. The magician reverse represents misaligned intentions, manipulation, or the misuse of one's skills. Where the upright magician channels energy with clarity, the reversed one scatters it or twists it. It may point to a lack of confidence, blocked creativity, or deception, whether it be from others or from themselves. Sometimes it warns of someone using their charm or intellect for selfish means. Other times, it signals that you're trying to manifest from ego, not from alignment. At its heart, the reversed magician asks, are you truly connected to your purpose? Or are you just performing power instead of truly wielding it? When this card appears reversed in a reading, it often calls attention to scattered energies. You may be trying to do too much at once, or forcing an outcome instead of aligning with it. It can also be a warning against trickery, either from someone else or your own self-deception. Are you being honest with your motives? Are you walking your talk, or just spinning words to sound like you are? This card can mark a crisis of confidence. The tools are still there, but you may have forgotten how to use them or why you even picked them up to begin with. Adventurer, I can tell you that I have worn the magician's robes when I definitely was not ready. I've played the part. I've said the right words and tried to dazzle the world. And the more that I tried to control things, the more they slipped through my fingers. Magic is not about performance. It's about presence. When the magician reverses, he asks us to return to stillness, to stop forcing it, to remember that power isn't just in doing, it's in knowing when not to act. Sometimes the wisest thing a magician can do is put the wand down. Well, adventurer, next time, we're going to step beyond the veil into the realm of sacred mystery and silent knowing. The High Priestess awaits, and she sees what is hidden. Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits. Hey there, listener. Jared here. Before we close out this episode, I just want to give you a heartfelt thank you for spending some time with me here at the Tarot Tavern. Now, this podcast is a real labor of love. It's just me behind the scenes, doing the writing, the recording, the editing, and everything else that brings this podcast to life. So truly, every listen, every share, every kind word, it really does mean so much to me. Now, if you've been enjoying the podcast and want to help support it, I've set up a Patreon at patreon.com/thetarotbard. That's TheTarotBard. No spaces. Think of it like a virtual tip jar with some bonus perks. Your support helps cover production costs and gives me more time to keep creating content for you. You can find the link in the show notes as well. And whether you're able to support financially or not, just knowing that you're out there listening is already a huge gift. Now, I want to give a special shout out to those amazing folks that are helping keeping the lanterns lit here at the Tarot Tavern. Lars, if you have joined the Patreon, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you haven't yet, or you're still thinking about it, just know that I would love to have you as one of the patrons that joins me in the Tarot Tavern, and I'll make sure that your name gets listed on future episodes. That's it for now. I'm grateful that you're on this journey with me. Take care, and I'll see you next time.